Elsewhere in Myanmar, a Buddhist and a Muslim are killed and 14 people injured as Buddhist monks attack a Muslim shop in Mandalay. This is the second night of unrest in the country's second biggest city. A huge Buddhist mob attacked a Muslim tea shop on Wednesday. Human rights groups have in the past criticized the government for failing to protect the Muslim minority. The UN recognizes the Rohingya Muslims living in Myanmar's Rakhine state as one of the world's most persecuted communities. Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar account for about 5% of the country's population. Of nearly 60 million Rohingya Muslims fleeing from Myanmar to Thailand and Malaysia have also been mistreated after reaching these countries. Director of the Center for Muslim Affairs, Mr. Jahangir Mohammad, joins us from Manchester to offer us more insight on that story. Mr. Mohammad, welcome to the program. These types of attacks continue, and the international community remains silent on the issue of the Muslims in Myanmar. Why isn't this issue getting proper international attention, and why isn't the Myanmarese government receiving any condemnation for its relative inactivity regarding these violent attacks?
Well, as you rightly say, this has been ongoing now
for over 3 years, this persecution and the cleansing of Muslims from the Myanmar state, where the Buddhists are trying to create a pure Buddhist state. And the problem is that the Western world seems unconcerned about this because their interest is in exploiting the natural resources of Myanmar and creating a regime there which is loyal to the interests of the economic interests of the West and the capitalist system. So they have little interest in protecting the Muslims or even raising the issue. They do occasionally raise it, but it's been very far and few between. And of course, if this type of persecution was happening against Christians, Jews or Hindus or any other minority by Muslims, the whole world would be making a great deal of noise about this and blaming the entire Muslim community and the entire Islamic faith. But we see that here the West is really speechless as regards to the atrocities going on there, because they have a view that other religions, they have a romantic view of other religions, particularly of Buddhism in the West, and Hinduism and Judaism and Christianity. These are all seen as peaceful religions, whereas they view Islam as a violent faith committed to terrorism and extremism. Unfortunately, we are never seen as the victims of violence, only the perpetrators.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jahangir Mohammad, Director of the Center for Muslim Affairs, joining us from Manchester.